Hello. I'm sorry to interrupt whatever it is you're about to do, but I've lost something very important and I have to find it. I've mislaid my halo. It's a round, sparkly thing, and well, I can't sit on top of the Christmas tree without it. It's not the damn thing, an angel sitting on top of the Christmas tree, haloless. So I'm just going to have a quick look, okay? Oh, found it. Oh, it's a bit squashed. I think someone might have been sitting on it. Oh well, nothing a bit of glue won't sort out. What a palaver, eh? It's the same every year. They dig me out of the box and I'm usually covered in glitter with something missing. My friend says it's me marbles. I don't know what he means. I've never had any marbles. Being the angel on top of the Christmas tree means I've got a great view. I get to see everything that goes on, and I mean everything. First, there's all that business with Father Christmas. What's all that about, eh? A big bloke in a red suit with a huge bag squeezes his way down the chimney and dumps a load of stuff. First time I saw him, I thought he was a fly tipper. I nearly called the council. Last year, I went up and had a peek. Do you know he arrives on a flying sleigh? But it's only got one light, and that's red, and it's stuck on the nose of a reindeer. That can't be legal. Oh, and them poor elves, they work so hard for him, and he never lets them have so much as a bite of one of those mince pies left out for him. Mind you, that's probably a good thing. Have you seen what they get up to when they've had too much sugar? Forget Elf on the Shelf. They swing from the chandeliers. Totally out of control. That's the thing about Christmas, isn't it? Everyone does things to excess. Have you seen outside? They've put up some outdoor decorations this year. They all have, right down the street. There are so many lights out there that a jumbo jet tried to land outside the co-op earlier. I bet that took some explaining. Oh, and you wouldn't believe the turkey the family next door have bought. It's the size of a small caravan. They won't be just living off turkey for a week. They'll be living in it. And what about the tree I'm supposed to sit on? It's huge. It's so huge that there's still a family of squirrels hibernating in the trunk. Oh, and it's got those flashing fairy lights that plays music. Oh, it's going to be like sitting on top of a discotheque. For the under 30s, that's a nightclub. Still, I shouldn't complain. I haven't got anything to complain about, really. It's that lot in the corner I felt sorry for. Apparently, it's called a crib scene, a nativity. Now, I have to be honest. Up until tonight, I didn't realise that nativity had anything to do with Christmas. But I've been talking to one of the camels, and he explained it all to me. It seems there's a baby over there, it's in a manger, and apparently it's his birthday. Poor little thing. Fancy being born at Christmas when there's already so much going on. Anyway, according to the camel, his mum and dad, called Mary and Joseph, couldn't find anywhere to stop to have the baby. Well, they obviously hadn't thought it through, had they? It's the holiday season, you always got to book in advance, haven't you? So they ended up in a stable. Now, I think a stable is very picturesque, just not very hygienic. Anyway, so then the baby is born, and the next thing you know, all these people start arriving. First, there's a whole flock of shepherds complete with sheep. It must have been rammed in there. Get it? Oh, all right. There's a donkey, cattle, and then three kings turned up on camels bearing gifts. The kings, not the camels. And on top of all that, there's a huge shining star and a whole host of angels. And that's what I am, an angel. What do you think of me wings? I'm not sure myself. I think they make me bum look big. Anyway, up until tonight, I used to feel sorry for them lot, the nativity, especially the child. He's dragged out every Christmas, made a fuss of, then before you know it, he's stuffed back in a box and shoved up in the loft. bit like me, really. But, according to the camel, it doesn't have to be like that, because he is the light of the world, born to save us, the Prince of Peace, the bringer of love, joy and hope. And you can have him with you all year, forever, in fact, forever, forever, eternally. And he will never leave you or forsake you, because he loves you, each and every one of you. And his name is Jesus. Jesus Christ. What a beautiful name. And without him, there wouldn't be a Christmas, a Christmas. See, without him, there'd be nothing. Look, I know the three kings were wise, but that camel, he ain't daft. He knows what he's talking about. So if I were you, I'd come and greet him too. Anyway, now I found me halo, it's time for me to climb back onto the top of my tree. I do hope it's a non-drop one this year, because those pine needles, they gets everywhere. So, Merry Christmas to you all, and God bless, and happy birthday, Your Majesty, King of Kings. And thank you.